When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Sue here. Kendra is going to try intermittent fasting.
Yes, that's what it is, right?
That is what it is. Okay. You're going to try not to eat for, well, until you get home from this job, which will be like noontime.
Right.
Right?
But I think I can do it.
And we get up at 4 a.m. That's the thing that worries me. It's a long stretch.
Well, our boss, Sal, does it. He does it every day. He's like, oh, yeah, no, I never eat until noontime. So a lot of people.
P.S. He's not getting up at 4 a.m.
I know. But he's going. Well, he must have to go a certain amount of time if he's doing the fasting thing, right?
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law has been doing it, and she said it's good. I've seen a lot of people talk about it.
I swear by it. I just haven't tried it yet. I may. I'm going to see how it goes for you for the first couple days.
On the guinea pig.
And then I may jump aboard and do it with you.
All right. Well, we've got Gloria from Lawrence on the phone. I think Gloria has some advice. Hi, Gloria. So are you somebody that does fasting as well?
I am. Unintentionally, though, but I am a faster.
Okay, so do you work a job where you're kind of busy for 8 hours anyway?
Yes. So I try to eat after noon. But I did try the fasting thing, and it does work for a calorie deficit. But what I found is when I intentionally fast, I end up binging more later.
That's what we were afraid of.
Well, that's why I think this time frame might work for me, because I'm not thinking about it. We're busy. You know, we have stuff to do here
right.
at work. So if I'm going to do it for an 8-hour period, this is the time to do it right now while I'm working.
But to Gloria's point, I feel like if I do that, when I get home, I'm going to open the refrigerator and eat everything in sight.
Yeah, so, I think the first week might be adjustment, but I think you got this.
Yeah, no, I think I could do it. So when you started, or when you go 8 hours, the first couple times that you did that, were you super hungry when you got home to eat?
Yeah.
But then it faded out,
right? Yeah, the stomach started growling around 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that will definitely happen for sure, but I think it's good. But do you notice a difference in your body, too, health-wise?
Yep. So it puts me in a calorie deficit, but my energy the first week definitely dropped. So it's going to take an adjustment.
Okay.
All right.
But so that's all right.
You got to give it some time.
I'm ready for that. I think I can do it. And how long have you been doing this? Do you still go 8 hours before you eat?
I do.
And you're okay now, and it modifies itself. So I think we could do this.
All right. Gloria's in your corner, Kendra.
She's got it.
She's your coach.
Thank you,
Gloria. Check in. Check in a few days so we can let you know.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am excited for this challenge. Yeah. I'm going to take it on and see how we can do.
All right. And I feel compelled to join you. We should probably do it together, because then we can hold each other accountable.
This from the woman who just grabbed her bowl of cottage cheese
right now.
And I have a delicious rotisserie chicken salad. I just can't do it today.
No, today's out of the question.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
God.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.